Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and welcome y'all back today. Glad you could make it. It's a pleasure and a joy and an honor to be able to speak with you every morning. And I just pray that you hear some words that have meaning to you, that are teaching you something, and that's what we pray for. Today I want to talk a little bit about from Ezekiel 13, false prophets condemned. Now the Lord's talking about false prophets of Israel and the people, of Israel. But those words apply so directly today to what we're seeing and hearing from the pulpit that I felt that it was just vital that I share this scripture with you and discuss this a little bit. So let me first lead the scripture, and then we will discuss it a little bit. It's Ezekiel 13, starting with verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy from their own inspiration, Listen to the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the foolish prophets who are following their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets have been like foxes among ruins. You have not gone up into the breaches, nor did you build the wall around the house of Israel to stand in the battle of the day of the Lord. They see falsehood and lying divination, who are saying, The Lord declares, when the Lord has not sent them. Yet their hope for the fulfillment of their own words. Did you not see a false vision and speak a lying divination? When you said, The Lord declares, but it is not I who have spoken. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Because you have spoken falsehood and seen a lie, therefore behold, I am against you, declares the Lord God. So my hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and utter lying divinations. They will have no place in the council of my people, nor will they be written down in the register of the house of Israel, that you may know that I am the Lord God. It is definitely because they have misled my people by saying peace when there is no peace. And when anyone builds a wall, behold, they plaster it over with whitewash. So tell those who plaster it over with whitewash that it will fail. A flooding rain will come, and you, O hailstones, will fall, and a violent wind will break out. Behold, when the wall has fallen, you will not be asked, Where is the plaster with which you plastered it? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will make a violent wind break out in my wrath. There will also be in my anger a flooding rain and hailstones to consume it in my wrath. So I will tear down the wall which you plastered over with whitewash, and bring it down to the ground so that its foundation is laid bare. And when it falls, you will be consumed in its midst, and you will know that I am the Lord. Thus I will spend my wrath on the wall and on those who have plastered it over with whitewash. And I will say to you, the wall is gone, and its plasterers are gone. Along with the prophets of Israel who prophesy to Jerusalem and who see visions of peace for her when there is no peace, declares the Lord God. Now you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who are prophesying from their own inspiration. Prophesy against them and say, Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the women who sew magic bands on all wrists and make veils for the heads of persons of every stature to hunt down lives. Will you hunt down the lives of my people, but preserve the lives of others for yourself? For handfuls of barley and fragments of bread you have profaned me, to my people, to put to death some who should not die, and to keep others alive who should not live, by your lying to my people who listen to lies. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against your magic bands by which you hunt lies there as birds, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let them go, even those lives whom you hunt as birds. I will also tear off your veils and deliver my people from your hands. and they will no longer be in your hands to be hunted. And you will know that I am the Lord, because you disheartened the righteous with falsehood, when I did not cause him grief, but have encouraged the wicked not to turn from his wicked ways and preserve his life. Therefore, you women will no longer see false visions or practice divination, and I will deliver my people out of your hands. Thus you will know that I am the Lord. Now what this, to me, relating to today's society, today's preachers, in churches, and in television ministries, and all kinds of big auditoriums filled with preachers saying this and saying that, and having all these conferences teaching this and teaching that. I see, and I know a lot of you that are out there listening today, you have seen and you have heard many, many, many things preached from the pulpit that you really had to question. Or maybe you heard it and you just believed it, because after all, as so many people have said to me, God has to be in it or they wouldn't be so successful. But I asked you this question today. I ask this question to everyone that hears this voice. What are they successful at? Are they successful at bringing people to the altar to be presented to the Lord and to accept salvation, true salvation, from Jesus Christ, our Savior? Or are they bringing people to the altar to accept salvation from Jesus just by saying, "Save me. I'm sorry. Give me another chance," or "I need you." Yeah, we all need Jesus. Or are they successful at lining their pockets with silver and gold at the expense of defying God and bringing false lies to people to tickle their ears and to make them feel comfortable and make them feel successful and make them feel important? How many TV preachers have you ever heard preach who don't tell their people how important they are, how they're conquerors, how they're to rule the world, how they're to rule this earth for Jesus, how they're to take dominion over this earth for Jesus, so that they can be conquerors? Little do they understand that to be a conqueror for Jesus means to bring another person and another soul to the Lord to be accepted and accept his salvation. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with houses. It has nothing to do with jet planes. It has nothing to do with all the fancy clothes. It has nothing to do with the auditorium, with the gold covered couches and the gold columns and the fancy stained windows and the people wearing $7,000-$10,000 three-piece suits and $10,000 cufflinks, and women in $10,000 gowns showing how successful they are in Jesus. It has nothing to do with that. To be successful in Jesus means being there to bring another soul, to teach the word, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that another soul can hear the gospel and accept Jesus Christ and his salvation and his love and his understanding and his kindness, and to have eternity with Christ and God in heaven with other believers, true believers of the Lord. So many preachers are out there preaching a false gospel. A false gospel. They're prophesying. I've heard so many of them in person and on TV and film, on YouTube as an example, that Jesus, Benny Hinn, Jesus will appear on stage. Jesus is going to appear on a stage with me in one of my crusades. How pathetic. How pathetic. that he could say such a blasphemous thing, and yet people, even when it didn't come true naturally, people still, by the thousands, by the millions around the world, listen to this man and believe every word he says, and send him millions of dollars every year. And when I say millions of dollars, I'm not talking about $1 million. I'm talking about 50 million, 75 million, 100 million. These people have so much money, they can't spend it all for the rest of their life. And they only have that money because that's what they taught. That's what they preached. That's what they lied about. That's what they prophesied about. That's what the false prophecies were about. How rich you can be if you will just follow Jesus. This is the year of our success. This is the year that we're going to overcome our financial burdens. They preach this every day. Every day. And souls, we as humans, folks, listen to me. We as humans, we're so selfish. We're so greedy that we don't listen to the word of God. We listen to the word of man because it feels better. It sounds better. It means more to us than what the word of God does. And that's why God's telling Ezekiel, listen to me. Listen to me. Son of man, prophesy against those prophets of Israel who are lying. And say to those who prophesy from their own inspiration, listen to the word of God. Hallelujah. Listen to the word of God, not the word of man. When these preachers tell you things out there and prophesy, look it up in the Bible. If it ain't in the Bible, folks, it's a lie. I'm so, so saddened and sick to my head with people who say, I have a new revelation from God. I have a new revelation from the Lord. They don't have a new anything. It's the same old lie that's been perpetuated across since the beginning. Satan has taken control of so many, and we don't see it because we're selfish. We're so selfish. We're so greedy. You realize, listen. Think about the person who goes to the gambling boat in the gambling hall, the casinos, and they hit the jackpot maybe for a few $100s, and they get the itch. If I hit it once, I can hit it again. And maybe they'll win another few $100s down the road a little bit. And if they win two or three times, what do they tell you? I hit $400 the other night at the gambling hall. They don't tell you how many thousands they spent to get that. Because they're greedy. They're selfish. They want everything for them. They don't care about the souls that are going to hell. I venture to say, though it breaks my heart to say this, I venture to say that there are so many preachers today in 2013 who really, honestly, are not concerned about whose soul is going to hell. They're more concerned about how many people they can get to join their mailing list, how many people they can get to accept their magazines, how many people they can get to fill their pews, how many people they can get to fill the auditoriums, how many people they can get to donate money to them. Because what do they always tell you? Every one of them, the same lie. Time after time, we really need your help. We have so many expenses and we have this and we have that when they're millionaires now, multimillionaires. They lie to you. They prophesy false prophecies. They teach false teachings. Read Ezekiel 13, people. The Lord condemned them. Who am I to say they're good when we know that they're not? Who am I to go against God when God gave us an outline for what's true and what's false? We know the truth. We got to quit accepting falsehoods when we know the truth. Or we will be in the same boat with these false prophets. We will be condemned also. There's no excuse when you get to heaven, or to the judgment day rather, to say, I didn't realize. See you tomorrow.